We are going to talk about one more topic for the day, and this is when a self-empowered woman gets to deal with men who lie or have this lovely, not so lovely heartlessness about them. Yeah, and they break trust. So this is also people overall, but I know that first I want to share with the men and experiences, because we have a lot of the not empowered women out there sharing their experiences. One, I'm a 5D mystic with a whole 0-1-year-old heart here. I'm in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, and I have integration of the brain. So secure attachment, my 3-year-old is whole, which is why my prefrontal cortex engages with curiosity, openness, acceptance, and love. I'm present. And that is because there's not trauma charges. When I have emotions, I have a window welcome. And that's what we do here. We do personal development, right? Here we go, inner growth mindset. It's all about personal development, self-help, and that's for people who want to do it. So you can be here because you use your left and right mode, and you do want to be humble, but also express with passion your pet peeves, like we did in today's episode. We have a bunch of them, okay? But what is most important to note is that we do understand the community of those who are on a healing journey. With good therapists, they're not projecting their trauma or trust breaks, which is why they're not generalizing and making stereotypes about men or women or theys. They're out there, and they are the ones like me. We're in the in-between, okay? So an empowered woman is not in favor of any of those gender stereotypes, not even one. So I'm going to share with you, obviously, my subjective experiences. As I said, I'm a securely attached 0-1-year-old. So we're going to begin. I am woo-woo pseudoscience. I just finished doing a video. I don't know which one's going to be able to come online first, but this one's going to be a shorter one. The other one will take longer to upload. And we talk about handling stupidity, lies, facades, hypocrisy with limited consciousness. So you can look at that. And I'm going to start this one with, I personally have acknowledged for a while, since I was a kid growing up, that I don't know everything. Which is why I have fun with information. But I have a lot of people that are not grown-ups. So when you meet the maladaptive child, they're always trying to prove a point, which is really annoying for a person who's enjoying themselves. Also, they lie. They're a liar, liar pants on fire. Why? Because they have an ego in front of me. And I learned how not to say anything about the ego, because the 16-year-olds are, no, we don't. No, we don't. Yes, you do. You're right here. Okay. So with that being said, I want to bring in more on the front of what happens when a person who has healthy self-worth. I'm not going to give you a rule book on how to treat me. I'm not your mother. I'm not a lecturer. I'm not your therapist. I'm not your teacher. I'm not going to be in any way, shape, or form treating you as if I need to teach you the gala. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to teach you how to conduct yourself in life. It feels like I'm trying to be a mother, which I'm not, of you. I don't want you as a child of mine. You're not my child. Okay, and I'm a divine feminine. Remember this. With my own divine masculine, but I'm a divine feminine. So I'm a nurturer. And as a nurturer, though, I will see your inner child. And so I'm not coming to interact with the person that you will show me you are, that mask of the teenager. Where's my mask? I have the card somewhere next to me, because I got a bunch of cards, but I'll leave it alone. So what I'm trying to get at is, a 5D mystic will see the inner child in you means who you can be. And I will be in an emotional presence with you, and then I'll start seeing, obviously, everything that you bring to the table if you're not navigating what is a emotionally aware, accountable, self-regulating human being. Okay, so when you meet a functional adult, you'll meet healthy, self-worth men. They don't lie. They don't break your trust, and they don't break your heart, and they don't have heartlessness behavior. Because see, heartlessness means that there's, it's more like this is suppressed, or some shit's coming up and the left mode's taken over because it's too overwhelming. Okay, so Daniel Siegel explained this to me in my interpersonal neurobiology course, where I'm learning still about this integration of the brain. And he uses himself as an example of when he has a phone call happen and he's overwhelmed by the experience, so he gets really logical, okay? So he explains what heartless is like. I can bring in an example. It was something I was going through, and this is a relationship and a friend, and their behavior was very cold, detached, and heartless. And in the moment, as they're interacting with me, and I'm upset inside because my friend is being what I consider heartless, I'm at the same time saying, well, they're not really heartless. They're giving you their 2 cents. You ask for their 2 cents, so you're the one who's involving them in the process. So the reality is you don't like it, but there's nothing heartless about it. If they were heartless, they wouldn't be here at all. But then again, it's a figure of speech, so it doesn't mean anything. Okay, so this is what happens when you're a person who's present with yourself in equanimity and another, which is why you're curious, open, accepting, and loving, which is why there's always Krishna, Leela, Shiva, and Kali. So you are consistently a pure piece of consciousness. I'm integrating the 5D mystic stuff for my mystics, because I'm here for those who are also spirituality, and that's because they live already with meaning and connection beyond the solo self, so they're not hypocrites like the 4D is. Okay, I'm going to try and move all that energy to the side, because see, they still definitely, I have a lot of that work to do, yes, but I don't need to do it here. Here I want to talk to you about how easy it is to put to the side that which is unimportant, because what's important right now is me sharing with you how easy it is for me to, as you're seeing, walk a walk and talk a talk and not suppress, but say, okay, this can be dealt with later. Lovely body, because really, there's no point in bringing it to the table right now. That's how a three-year-old knows how it's not necessary. Also, because life is short, I want to enjoy my time. So every moment that I'm here, I'm going to keep enjoying. Okay, so if somebody lies to me, I met plenty of liars as a teenager, coward. You want to see cold as ice? You should have seen my brain at that time. Because see, when you're a teenager, you are, all of us are, in this black and white thinking. We think we know everything. I remember when I learned never to say never, and I remember why, and that's one of those stories that you won't hear, but some of my good girlfriends know the story. And when I say good girlfriends, I mean that they're empowered women like me, because see, when I think of women, I like the empowered type. When I think of men, I like the empowered type, because they're protecting the future versus doing what limited consciousness does, which is perpetuate things that just feel so daunting, stagnating, annoying, and just beyond a shadow of a doubt. Again, we'll have that episode. So my brain completely just pushes away all the ignorance, because it's so repetitive since I was a kid growing up. When I said, you know, you talking about humans that way, it means you don't like yourself. No, Maria, no. Yeah, you're a human. Don't you notice that being a misanthropist means you're against your own self? No, Maria. Now I have attachment trauma information that supports me. You know how much I care about being proven right? Like, seriously, I'm just saying, I don't give a shit. I actually thought this one thing when I realized, oh, thank goodness. There's mental health professionals out there that can help people to get heaven in their body. So there was a one instance of, oh, I'm not special. And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm free. I'm free to be whatever I want to be, because they're going to be helped by all the people out there. And really, it's very good, because I could die from one day to the next. So I know humanity is saved, that they will be able to achieve their inner and outer well-being. That makes me so happy right here, because I can feel every one of those inner children. Let me out, let me out. So I don't care about who lies to me, because if you lie to me in my face or behind my back, I was a teenager and I considered it cowardice. Now I know the word from an actual childhood trauma survivor who's healed in healing and a therapist. And he shares the word with his community saying, if you meet emotionally lazy people, remember the cowardice people are not ready to do what you're doing, which is to come to therapy and actually really do a lot of hard, scary, really, really tiring work, because that's what it means for a childhood trauma survivor. I don't know it, but I've heard about it, and I'm pretty sure I can understand it, because see, for the divine feminine, we have the spirituality, ascension, all that stuff, which the 4D makes it sound like it's some cross to bear. Yes, that's not a cross to bear. You know how many times I've evaluated how lucky I am because I'm expanding my energy body from a place called love versus a place of terror, fear, fright, and consistent, like, oh my God, I'm dying. And so when a person's using their survival mode, they get tired every time they ruminate. I don't. If I have sadness, it's liberate. It's freeing. It's a cry. It goes out. That's it. I'm using my ventral vagal. I'm not ruminating. 90 seconds is how much an emotion lasts. So some of us, we're not emotionally lazy or lifters. We're like, yeah, I'm an emotional person. What do you want? Bring it on. How much heartless do you think you can be? You think my heart's going to stop beating? Okay, so long story short, an empowered woman in this case, me sharing with you all, you lie, I don't think anything of it because I'm not going to assume. I'm going to know that every step of the way I get to learn something about you, and whatever you're bringing to the table, I don't need to make a big deal out of it. I'm Pacha, I'm not Cusco. I'm not in my ego, meaning that you're not actually chipping away at my worth. You're not chipping away at anything. You're participating in my life with a Cusco attitude. I've seen it. I will learn your pattern because you're just that. That's what you are. Your karma wheel of your 0-1-year-old. Now I know it's not even, you know, it's a poor infant. And then we got a 3-7. So I got a poor human being who's in their suffering body thinking they're badass. So you know how much it makes me laugh now when I'm meeting a man and they're acting like a spiteful 16-year-old, which I had this thing happen. Haven't seen my friend yet to see how they're going to interact with me the next time around. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see my friend because I want to see if he mentions this situation that he brought up the last time we got to meet. And he's also a mystic. And so this is even more fascinating because at a certain point, my friend who's a mystic is telling me about some other lifetimes that we have. And I'm like, okay, that can be. It's possible. I mean, I don't know because I haven't gotten any downloads about you. But for me, anything is a go because, I mean, imagination, man, come on, you know? And plus, divine feminines know that we don't pick up on everything. You know how much time we would have to put to the side just to try and download all, and it's a waste of our time. We want to be with the people, talk to the people, you know? Kind of like the Jungle Book, right? Want to walk like you, talk like you, be, yeah, so we don't want to do it that way, but breaking trust, let's move to that one. So when somebody breaks trust, this one is a sad moment. And it's just as sad as the heartless behavior that we can receive or the lies. And it's just as much of a coward. So the reality is with all the attachment trauma information, the first thing that happened to me when I figured out that so many people out there don't have a good therapist, I was so sad for them. I didn't think about what cross I'm not bearing any cross. In fact, anytime I think about the 4D, I'm like, why aren't they in good therapy? Oh, they want to do the spiritual bypassing and pseudo-aliveness. They don't understand that they're living on a nervous system that consistently ruminates. And they're consistently getting tired, and they don't care to do anything. They're on the fourth step to recovery of trauma on a wheel, and they act like they're Braveheart, and that's because they have, you know, Peter Pan's and Wendy's, and there you go. So they think they're empowered and badass, and we leave them alone. No, do you think that there's only one voice, any one of you? I mean, the part about what I try to see is how many different voices are there of women out there? So far, I've seen I've seen a number of them. And see, this is my child self. I still will not speak what I actually think when I am presented with limited consciousness. It's not suppression. It's active silence yourself right now. Do not speak. Be humble. And remember, you don't know everything. Okay, so the part about what I want to be serious with is when I see human suffering, I now know that there are those who will consistently choose the love-dependent, desperate manipulative tactics. Then they move into the controlling and angry. And that's why when I see women that are that, I'm like, what? And then we have the ones who basically enmesh. And so you're like watching the princess stories and they look like badasses to the ones who want to look like them. So princesses of Venuses with goddesses has other princesses of Venuses of goddesses follow them. And they all think they're badass and empowered. So do you notice how every group of people will navigate and gravitate towards that which their ears want to hear? I'm giving you a subjective experience. I'm not saying we're a herd of any type. No, what the herd is that we know emotions and thoughts, and we actually want to engage in what is a real conversation. So here's where men are really beautiful. Because see, my women friends, if they're empowered, they're awesome. High five, women friends. If they're not, then they're whiners in my book, and it makes me think of teenagers. And then I just need to sit down, be quiet, and leave it alone, because otherwise I'm going to have princesses that are 6 years old making it into big deal. And worst case scenario, they become a squirrel, and then I got an attitude, and I don't want to deal with any of it, because that's just going to make my day a really boring repeat of my 16, 17, or 18 years. So I haven't learned anything intellectually. I'm emotionally in the presence of a human being. It's not an energy vampire. It's just another one of the human suffering love saga people who doesn't want to get their 0-1-year-old to a therapist, because apparently by saying that, now I'm accusing you of being fucked up, which is not the case. I'm informing you of structural dissociation. and how you're not learning to recalibrate your nervous system in an effort to say, hey, you can do something about this. So when people in your world don't want information, and then you see the same thing go on Lovely, like Nutshell Lady, I've used this story, I'm going to use it again. I couldn't believe this human being who's, you know, commenting on a video that helps people with panic attacks. It's a great video. Go watch it. I loved having that as my addition since I have the panic attacks still. And this woman saying, so you're telling me I have to put up with it? And I'm thinking, you didn't learn what it is? I don't understand what your comment means, your frustration, and you putting it out on screen. Why? Why? And again, we all vent, but the comment on a helpful video is, and it's one thing if it's a bot. I'm an online marketer. I know about bots. And there's a lot of things that if you're a person who is intellectually curious, you don't have to have a master's degree. You don't have to even be a professional in the field. You just need to be a brain that's discerning. Okay, so the women, I'm tired of the women who are whiners. I'm just going to say it. But they have their subjective experiences, and they got the Venus is a goddess is a May that keep those gender stereotypes going. As for men, I want to say a thing or two about the great experiences that I have with smart men. Okay, so one, if there are men or people, if they lie, they're a liar because they need to get a handle on their three-year-old. Heartless behavior, it's subjective. If I feel that somebody's being heartless means that I would want them to be a little bit more emotionally present, I can do that as a safe haven of myself. That's called regulating your nervous system. For the solo poly community, we're all used to it. Secure base, we share with people who have like minds, interesting conversations. So every day is full of life. And it's not the drinking and the fucking and the drugging. It's not wasting time in whining about humanity or doing the, oh, where are we headed? Oh, no, everything's awful. No, the breaking of the trust, that is about expectations. So if someone breaks my trust, I will know that I have set an expectation, which is meaning my stuff, not theirs. So they don't have to bring me anything. They don't owe me trust. Trust also is about expanding consciousness. So technically, they did give me an opportunity. And it's not a test of faith that they failed or they passed. When I hear this, it's always like, do you want a little golden star, adult, for doing something? So the emotionally lazy people, they still have tragedy in their body. And they have ways that they put on a pedestal their own emotional effort and their mental effort versus saying, oh, wow, I did something called being a decent human being. So here's the spirituality process and being a spirituality, living beyond the solo self. I'm so happy that I have this definition because at the very least we can organize what spirituality and sciences are doing, which is saying you can be compassionate. It's called integration of the brain. If there's a challenge with that, then we have good therapy and we have personal development. We have plenty of ways that you can achieve your inner and outer well-being. I'm sorry, you don't want to journal and do mindfulness, but you want to tell me that life is shit, men are shit, women are shit, and everything's shit, and we're fucked up? I'm so sorry. Here's the direct communication. Nope, nobody's fucked up, but we do have the uncertainty that we get to deal with since we're secondary consciousness human beings. It's called the human condition on IHP. Apparently, the psychologists have termed it the human dilemma. And now I know why, because I understand that I have a good relationship with my emotional body and my mental body. And so I'm always having fun inside Maria. And I come out into the world and there's, no, people who smile, they're all depressed inside. No, people who are busy with their life doing something they're interested in, they must be unhappy. And at the same time, I have to say, exaggerating on another end of the spectrum, which I have seen. I have seen women. It's better all by myself. No. No, it's not. Okay, so here's the beauty of when you meet empowered men who are intellectually and emotionally savvy is that they're a kicker because I cannot see in the way that their brain sees. And so I'm blown away every time that I get to engage with those who are direct communicators like I am. And so women and men and theys, people overall that are emotionally and mentally mature and intellectually curious, they don't have to have degrees. That's who's going to be coming on over to IHP because really social media. So in the meantime, we've seen many, many years of building up of princesses and Venuses and goddesses and all that. I know exactly why. And as an online marketer, online entrepreneur, but also as a person who is in this lovely 5D plane, I wondered about a lot of things. and I know about our timeline. And so that's why I'm like, okay, this is making a lot of sense. Why now is the time for those who are the mature ones? And you know, here's the deal about the mature individuals. We're not a special group. I see this one guy, he's posting about the 144,000. Oh my gosh, I have to love the groupies. They need to have a group somewhere, right? And so anyways, this was not the first person who talks. The other time, what was it? It was a certain amount of years ago, we got another 144. So this number, they keep on using it. So at this point, I'm pretty clear on these little roundabouts. But long story short, dealing with any of these lovely people, at this point, it's me knowing that it took so much time for a lot of different great pieces of information of academics and researchers to get it together and create what are valid hypotheses, what are valid, maybe conjectures is also a word, okay? And so it makes sense because psychologically, sociologically, humanly speaking, we didn't have as much that could point to what instead today spirituality and sciences shares with us. I'm spiritual because I have this experience as a mystic person. And I don't like using words, the labels, but I have to use words and labels in an effort to organize myself and let you know who I am and stuff like that, okay? So here's the deal of where I respect all pieces of consciousness. I do have preferences. It's smart people and not stupid ones. And I've learned how to leave alone my own ego because I don't know everything either. And so that's the part of where I understand that there's times where I'm going to get frustrated, and I do, with people who are stupid. But that doesn't make them any less valuable than anybody else. And that's the humility that we will have learned. And this is the every life is potential. So being able to feel it here is where you know about humble. Because you can say, yeah, I'm getting frustrated. Frustrated and saying something like, ah, those people are so stupid. They're all sheep. But it's one thing if you're saying it out of frustration, and it's another if inside here you believe it to be true. It's here that you will feel the difference. And any person that you bring this to, they'll be like, oh yeah, I know the difference. When people have envy, jealousy, and spite, when they have low self-esteem, when they have envy, when they do any of this around their loved ones, they know. Then they feel guilty. Then they feel shame. This is because your emotions are always speaking to you. So the ability to be self-aware, self-reflective, and emotionally aware and reflective with neutrality allows you to know I'm a human, they're human. You get to build that window of tolerance or expand a window of welcome to emotions. Okay, so for some of us, those of us who are empowered since we were little, it's because we didn't have a trust break with humanity, men, women, theys, and I didn't have consistent men figures from those origins. But I had one consistent figure in the way that they were able to explain with equanimity. And as Terry Real points out, see, it is mathematics. The part about us having free will, I will say we do have it, but it's a very specific way. You will have it based on how you formulate what behavior came from you and if you're going to choose to live with connection and meaning beyond the solo self. So are you going to have your three-year-old get along with other people? Or are you going to have your three-year-old be a spiteful, envious, jealous, da-da-da-da-da, quote-unquote asshole, cowardice, and everything and so forth? So it's not men, women, theys. When it comes to an empowered woman, what I can see is any person will have two ways they can choose to behave. And as a teenager, I saw them all do the same thing. When fear of being able to have a direct communication, because remember, those first three years of life, they're all implicit, and then we got 3 to 7, shame submissive. So if you didn't get a home that was able to say, let me explain to you, let me explain to you, let me explain to you, in their ventral vagal nervous system, then you, one way, shape, or form, will have had some sort of trust break. So you don't know how to tell to another person to the face without fear coming up. And that's that shame or guilt. I, on the other hand, I'm not afraid because my parent, my mother, didn't make me afraid of her. And so I, to this day, will be straight up in your face. And if somebody calls me out and they say bullshit, I'm like, okay, let me hear. What's the bullshit? Let's talk. But that's only when they're empowered. And I'm lucky. See, I have people who are empowered. And when I get to talk to those people, that's when I get to expand. And that's what an empowered woman loves, is to expand this. The emotions we all have, pretty much the same six basic emotions and then others, but really we're all a sense of self. And so your sense of self gets felt by another. And that's when I'm not judging you or having an opinion. So it's when I welcome you. Welcoming you means that I welcome the differentiated part of you. So whatever thoughts and feelings you have, you bring them to me, to the table, and I say, oh, and I say, let them in. And the same thing goes, and that's why we tango. And so when you meet that empowered man, very nice. Like I said, there's a very opening of the mind, but also opening of the heart. Okay, and we'll close on out with when men do break trust in a specific way that I know any person, we all were teenagers growing up, so everybody will have those trust breaks. The difference for secure attachment, differentiated self, is that we will know we're all flawed and perfect. So we all can be considered the asshole in somebody else's story. So we all can be considered to have broken trust. And so the minute that you know that you're just as flawed and potentially somebody who will have broken another person's heart and have been heartless, okay, is the minute that you are able to be in a land that is of neutrality and truth. Okay, and so when that is the case and you're always healthy self-worth, you're always going to have what is a straightforward equation of a communication. Okay, so when people break trust, things get to build in time. And from here, what really is going to happen is when people are curious to see who you are, and that's going to hit home here. Okay, so if it's a person or people who have, let's just say they made a promise and they didn't keep it, right? And they did it more than once, twice, three, four, whatever time. So at a certain point, you'll have gathered that there are people who continuously break that trust. So when they demonstrate interest from here, you're going to think, why are you bothering with this? You don't have any interest of what is going on in here. So number one, and you can always identify it. So I know plenty of those that have these types of experiences because in these conversations they come up. Okay, but you don't go calling out somebody on that because it's based on your previous experiences with them that you are noticing that their heart is open, that they care, but you're being reminded of, well, you didn't really care. You've done it more than once that you don't really care to hear the thoughts and the feelings. This is because of the lack of capacity on the other end of the spectrum to differentiate. Okay, so it's only when a person says, I want to hear what she has to say, he has to say, that you'll notice this openness. Okay, so when you have the uncomfortable feeling and it's happening, because that's happened too, that's really fun. And then you share that and the person and or people, in this case men, that are open to hearing you, they understand what you're saying. And that's where trust continues to be built. So you get to process and in fact heal trust breaks with the very same people who are obviously coming up, showing up consistently, but also with others of the same gender, okay? So men and women and theys. This depends on your experience. But the point is, as the lovely attachment trauma researchers, therapists that I learned from have shared more than once, trauma is relational. Intimacy is the core. Once you have established safe haven, secure base here, which is what I am, that's why I'm an empowered woman, that's the minute that when you're interacting, you can always be a direct communicator and you choose to be transparent and authentic and to take the data of the interaction. And so the heartless behavior, again, it's not heartless. It's a person who might not have access to their own right mode because they are overwhelmed. So that means that you don't have a trust break going on. You have what is not trust because they're not intimate with all of themselves. You're picking it up, but you don't have to point it out. Because that's where Pacha won't point out to a Cusco, hey, your subconscious stuff is coming up. That's for the martyrs, superiors. Those are the codependent type people who want to tell each other how to do life. I see them all over the place. It's not, yeah. Okay, so lastly, let me put it this way. For people who have broken trust, let's say they want to come back in with this interest that we were talking about, the reality is divine feminine will never say no to life or love because there's no boxing gloves in relationships. The way that you heal trauma with people that you will have had trust breaks with is if you give each other the opportunity to be in relationship consistently. So the truth, for at least on my end, is if somebody has already showed me that they're capable of lying, of being heartless, coming in and out, whatever it is, I already know that. So really, you've given me the all of what is the maladaptive child behavior. So surprise me, I guess you could say, because really, it will be a surprise if a person has moved from that maladaptive child behavior to the functional adult, which is a beautiful one, by the way, because you know that that means they have a welcome for their inner child. So that makes our heart happy. So any self-empowered woman, man, or they will always enjoy knowing that a person is welcoming themselves home, because that's the whole point of people. There is no evil in this way of the movies. The Michael Stone forensic criminologist scale is what I use when I say evil or I think evil. I think evil ignorance. I think evil, not a devil or a demon. Nope, that's scale, and they're all surrounded by therapists. So when I meet maladaptive child behavior, I meet Cuscos, and they're, I mean, I'm 44. So if you lie to me in my face, behind my back, I really don't, you know, it is what it is, because I'm used to people not doing the emotional lifting and not doing the intellectually being interested. Trying to prove yourself is a regurgitation of material to me, and it reminds me of when I was with limited teenagers. And now that I'm a grown-up, I just know that there's plenty of educators that I can go and learn from. So it's either empowered women, empowered men, and empowered days that we get to expand to. And as we build a community, we're going to get to do that together. And that's not because we all believe the same things or go in the same political, religious. No, none of that. It's because we know how to have conversations and we care to actually see each other. That's the beauty of the prefrontal cortex. That's the beauty of integration of the brain. It's we can really just talk about important matters. And successful entrepreneurs, they're the creators. We are all creators. We know that there's always a solution. The negative people with the problems, they're the human suffering love narrative. They're the ones who go complaining about, you know, anything, or they just have something negative always to say. So, you know, that's for another time. In the meantime, if you have any questions, let me know. Remember, we have the Ask Maria. For now, it's only on the audio podcast. Once we get to 1K, it'll be here. If you are a mystic and you want something specific for mysticism in and of itself, I don't do it with the ancient textbooks, okay? But let yourselves be known. We have Telegram group. We have WhatsApp community, okay? And so you can look up Inspiring Human Potential for Telegram. And for WhatsApp, there's at least 3 or 4 of these different groups. And subscribe to YouTube. Thank you for tuning in. And again, ask your questions. There's also for curiosity if you want. Have a great one.